Spending a few minutes now with a couple of Temple women soccer standouts who also happen to be sisters, Kelsey and Julia Dolan, joining me in the studio. And ladies, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome. Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.
So let's talk a little soccer. Season in the books. I know for you, that was the cap of the career. But looking at that this past season, what were your thoughts? What were your takeaways? Let's start with you, Kelsey.
We definitely improved over the season compared to last. We had a lot of fun. We made it to the playoffs, which is a big accomplishment for us. So we were just really happy overall.
And how about for you, Julia?
Yeah, I agree with that. We really bonded as a team as well throughout the season, and we did make playoffs, which was a goal of ours, and it was a really exciting season.
So, Kelsey, let's talk a little bit about you with your career now kind of in the rearview mirror. Has it settled in? Because I guess as we're talking now, you're about a month removed from the end of the season. Or is there still kind of that feeling that, well, I'll be back in the spring and stuff like that? Or has the finality set in yet?
It hasn't really set in yet, especially because I just, like, am working out all the time. Me and Julia work out together still. So, like, normally right now we are off. We just have, like, optional lift and conditioning. So, like, that's a little different, but it fully hasn't hit yet that I won't be returning in the spring.
Julia, talk a little bit about your decision to come to Temple, because we were talking earlier. It wasn't the initial direction you were looking at for college?
No. So I was looking at St. Joe's, and when Seamus called me, I was really taken by surprise, and because I never thought we'd actually be able to play together again. And when he called me, she was home for winter break. She came running in my door. I told her to be quiet. Seamus was on the phone. And then I, like, told my parents, and then I didn't want to make a decision because I was still really interested in St. Joe's, and I didn't want to step on her toes because this was her place. And, you know, so she sent me this really long email telling me how much she wanted me to come here and how much, like, we started off playing soccer together and how much it would mean, like, for the both of us and our families to end playing together. So, I mean, it's a great city school, great academics, soccer team, so that really sealed my decision.
So, Kelsey, you're 2 years older. So let's go back to your ending high school, going into college. When you're looking to make your decision, are you looking at it, looking at some place where the two of you can eventually play together? Or at that point, was it specifically just whatever's best for me?
Yeah, at that point, like, I thought after high school soccer, we would be done playing together and that I would just, like, move on and she would move on to eventually her college career. So I was just kind of looking at what best interests for me. And I wasn't, because my parents were always like, oh, if you get hurt and your career's over, like, you have to make sure you love the school. So they kind of forced me to, like, make sure I loved the school and then the soccer team second. So I really fell in love with Temple, like, when I went on the tour. And then I met the coaching staff and the girls, and I really just loved everything about Temple. So that's what made my decision very easy.
So then fast forward, when does it come on your radar, hey, there's a chance the band could get back together again?
Well, she was very interested in St. Joe's, so I was like, oh, we'll be rivals, whatever. My parents were like, oh, it's going to be so hard for us, like, we're going to have to decide where we're going to go, whatever. So then Seamus came to me and was like, oh, I'm interested in Julia and all this stuff. So I just kind of thought that he was just, like, interested. Nothing was going to happen. And then when she was on the phone with him, I was like, no way. And then I ran downstairs and told my parents. They were like, what?
So you talked about the email she sent you and all that. Was there a point, was the email the thing that where you were like, okay, I'm cool? Or was there still more back and forth in your mind before you pulled the trigger on being an Al?
Well, it only took me a day to call Seamus back to tell him I wanted to come here. But if she didn't send me what she sent me, I probably would have really been back and forth because, like I said, my main concern was coming here and, like, stepping on her toes and that kind of thing. And kind of, like, should I do my own thing or should I follow in her footsteps? So that really, like, made my decision a lot easier.
So you guys played together in high school, mm-hmm. right? How about other than that, growing up, you know, town travel soccer, were you on the same teams or is 2 years long enough where you might have been in different age brackets, stuff like that?
On rec, we were separate because we were so young. But then once I went to a travel team, Julia then eventually came onto my travel team, and she played 2 years up, which was, like, a huge benefit for her because she was playing with older people. So she, like, improved a lot faster than girls her age. And then we both went – after that, we played for about, like, 2 years, and then eventually we went to teams, like, age group. So then she went – which was best for her for college searches. So then she went to hers and team, and I stayed with mine, and then we played again in high school.
So, Julia, favorite part of playing with your sister? Not just in college, in general.
In general, I think that, like, the memories we've made, and, like, especially in college, but even in the high school games and whatnot, just, like, when we win, like, we just find each other and just, like, hug and just, like, take in the memories. Like, after our big wins this year, like, that's the first thing. Like, we both just looked out for each other. So, like, the memories we've made, like, in practice, games, and all that, like, there's nothing like it.
How about for you? Same answer for you, Kelsey. Yeah. I saw you shaking your head the whole time.
Yeah, I would say probably the same. Just, like, big accomplishments. Like she said, winning against USF was, like, a huge accomplishment for our program, but then again for us. So it was just, like, really good to have, like, your sister on the field with you and being able to celebrate together.
All right, Julia, compare and contrast your playing style with Kelsey. Are you guys similar? Do you feel like you complement each other? Are there parts that are opposite ends of the spectrum? How would you compare your games?
I would definitely say she's more physical than me, and I'm more technical than her. I think both of our fitness levels are the same. I'm not really sure. We can be the same player, but we're also different players. Like, we both have the competitiveness and mentality, like, the same, but, like, our style is different. Like, I'm more of a possession player. And
how would you describe it, Kelsey?
Yeah, I would say that we're similar in a way. Like, we're very competitive. Our fitness is very similar, but she sees the field way different. I mean, I'm an outside player. She's a center player, so that's something different. She controls the midfield, so she basically controls the whole game. But I'm more of a direct player, and she's more possession, passing, technical, stuff like that.
So you mentioned you're both quick to point out the competitiveness. So what was that like when you guys used to play against each other?
Well, in practice, we definitely go at it, and it's like we're very competitive with each other. I mean, our whole team is very competitive with each other. Like, we have, like, little games at practice and always, like, arguing with each other. And then at the end of the day, it's fine. But, we definitely are very competitive towards each other at practice. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're on the same team, so it doesn't really matter. But
Julia?
Just, like, in practice, if we're doing a drill and we both come up in the same line of coming against each other, everyone decides to make a point that, oh, the sisters are up. So then the competitive levels just rise a whole nother level. But, like, it's fun. So,
are there any challenges to being sisters and teammates? Are there anything that, I don't want to say makes it difficult, but maybe kind of challenges you guys face that other teammates don't?
I kind of think we have an advantage over most of our teammates because, I mean, we live, like, 20 seconds away from each other. If I ever need anything, if she ever needs anything, we're always there for each other. Our lockers are one away from each other in the locker room. Like, everyone's, like, shocked that we don't argue that much, but, like, we're teammates when we're in the locker room, and we are also sisters, but it's just, like, I think we have a way more of an advantage than the other people on the team.
Kelsey?
And also, especially in the off season, it's easier to, like, work out with each other because we push each other. So the other girls on the team might not have that, but we will always have, like, even though I'm done, I'm still going to work out with her. So we can push each other to become fitter and better soccer players on the off season and, like, while we're at home, winter break, summer. So that's really good for us.
So you play your last game, Kelsey. Does having Julia still in the program, does it make it harder to event to when you come to the point where you're closing the door on soccer? Mm-hmm. Or does it make it easier because she's still there and in a way kind of an extension of you is there? Do you don't understand what I'm saying?
I would think it's an advantage because I will like still go to all the games, travel to all the games. It's still like a foot in the door with like the coaches and all the other girls, so it'll definitely be fun.
And what do you think life's going to be like next year? Is it going to be weird to not have her around, at least in practice and playing and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it'll be really weird because, like, she's always my partner for every drill. We run next to each other during every fitness test. We go to eat together right after practice. Like, we really do everything together. So now, like, I'm going to have to find, like, that next person to be, like, my go-to. So,
who do you think the end of the season at the point was sadder for? You because your career was over, or you because you weren't going to have your sister? I shouldn't even say sadder, but more emotional. Which one of you two do you feel like was more in touch with what the end of the season meant? Kelsey?
I would say it was definitely sad, but because that is like my last game, especially my last game playing with my sister. But like at the end of our game, like we didn't cry. We were just like hugged each other and was like, we did it. Like it was fun. So,
yeah, I mean, I would say I was emotional, but like she said, like we weren't really upset about it, more happy that like we got to experience all these years together and like it's over, but like we're sisters. Our friendship isn't going anywhere. Like we still have all the memories we created. So it was definitely sad, but a happy moment as well.
Is there a favorite memory, not necessarily just from college, but from your soccer careers together? If I ask you, what is the first thing you think of when you think of your time together? Is there a specific moment that jumps out from along the way? And Kelsey, you're shaking your head.
Yeah, I would say Julia's first game, her freshman year, we were playing FDU, and it was there. And we just came off an awful season, and we lost a lot of games, and so we're winning. And then the last couple seconds, a goal scored, and we're like, oh, my gosh. And Julia's like, it was my fault, like, sorry, guys. So, like, we get in the huddle, and we go back out there, and it's an overtime now. And Julia's like, if I don't score this, I'm going to be so upset. So then we go out there, a couple seconds, probably 10 seconds into overtime, she scores off a corner header into the net, and we were like, oh, my gosh. So that was probably, like, one of the things that I remember most.
Julia?
Yeah, I would say that, but also our Maryland game and USF game this year. Like, we made history in both those games, and, like, having her there was just, like, really special.
So, Kelsey, what's next for you life-wise?
I still have one more year of school. I'm going to grad school, and I'll probably be joining the team as the grad assistant. So,
okay. What are you going to grad school for?
Okay. I'm getting my master's in special ed.